Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me here today is a wonderful couple out of Houston, Texas, Conjita and Matt Wolfram. They've been on the show before, but we're bringing them back because their story is just so wonderful. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, Del.
Good morning, Del.
So let's take everybody back. I know you've been on before, but still, brand new people listening. They've never heard of you before. Tell us your story of how you came to be a member of Lifestyles.
All right. So we joined in 2016, and at the time we were both working corporate jobs, the usual full-time W-2 jobs, well-paid. We're both in oil and gas, backgrounds in engineering, and doing real well for ourselves professionally. But conjugate than me had a real issue with the taxes we were paying. You know, she's always looking for ways to save on taxes. You can imagine with two successful incomes, the tax rate was quite high. And so, you know, we continue to look for ways to do that. And one day we were at a gathering with some friends of ours, and he, mentioned that he'd been involved in real estate and we should take a look at it. And she kind of brushed it off, and it wasn't a real big deal until a few days later he starts texting her pictures of distribution checks that he's getting from his deal. And she's like, all right, now look, this is getting ridiculous here. You got to tell me more about this. And so we sat down with them, and he kind of walked through the Lifestyles model and said, you guys really need to go to the 2-day and take a look at this. And so that's kind of how we got started. She went to the 2-day, and the journey just kind of took off from there.
So, Conjita, you went to the 2-day by yourself?
I did. So our kids were young at the time. I think they were 6 and 4, or 4 and 2. They were little. So Matt stayed home with the kids. And I've always been sort of the, bill payer, finance, keeping track of where things were. And both Matt and I have MBAs, and so we felt, sort of like, okay, I can understand the business lingo. So, yes, I went to the 2-day by myself. And because of the friend that had connected us to Lifestyles, he is, I would say, quite conservative. He's not like a fly by the seat of your pants. He's very analytical. And so I had this, let's just say, level of comfort that it wasn't a pyramid scheme, that this is a real business. And so when I went in, I think I would say that my level of skepticism in the room was dialed down because of my friend's experience and because of the trust that we had in him. And so I actually joined as a preferred member that weekend. And then immediately we started watching the education and the videos. And, very quickly we got involved.
It takes me 16 hours to teach the class. When she came home, how much of it did she lay on you?
Well, we'd actually, so, your 16-hour class, you do a pretty good job with your students to the point where, we'd actually had a lengthy conversation, whatever it was, the week before with our friend. And so we had a fairly rudimentary understanding of how everything worked. So it was, we were kind of sold before we even walked through the door, to the point, as Conjita said, she actually joined on Saturday. On Sunday, while I was home with the kids, I was going through the education and already getting, my version of a do-it-yourself 2-day before I could actually go take the thing myself the following month.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know that about your story. That's funny. What was the most interesting and or aha-type moment that you found out of the 2-day, guys?
I think when we went through the multifamily day, which is day 2, and so I would say that the aha moment was when we start, doing the math of if your NOI increases by X and if your cap rate stays the same, this is the value of the property and this is based on leverage, this is how we're equiting. I mean, that whole math is just fascinating to me, and it still is to this day.
So when you came out of the blocks, guys, it's funny because you said that you were the go-get-it kind of person, Conjita, yet Matt was the first to retire from this?
Yeah, you want to talk about that, Matt?
Yeah, so, it was one of those things where, we obviously got involved as fast as we could, and we started doing some multifamily investments. And as those you know, matured a little bit and we started seeing actual returns from them, you know, it was our, you know, put your foot in the water, make sure this thing works, and it did. And once we got comfortable with that, then we started looking at, okay, I mean, you said it time and time again, you know, what you actually need to retire is a lot less than you think it is. So we did the math on that and figured out that, okay, here's the number that we need. And then the question is, how do we get there? Well, you can continue to do it in multifamily, but it takes a little longer. It takes a little longer to start getting returns from those, and it's just time. Or the other option is single family. And so we looked at single family, and that one, you know, when you closed, the money starts coming in the next month. So we again did the math. How many houses do we need to find? And so we went out and bought that number of houses and did that in 11 months, and that was enough. And actually, it probably could have been a little sooner, but you know, it's a big decision to say, you know, I'm going to walk away from the corporate world and the job and all that. So it actually probably took us an extra month or two than what it should have. But, you know, we got to the point where we'd replaced my take home pay, and we were comfortable with the investments we had. And it allowed me to walk away 11 months after we joined.
You know, I'm going to throw something at you right now that most people don't think about. But when you're sitting there and you've got the security of two high paying jobs, and you start doing this stuff and you see how easy it is, and easy is a relative word to who, what, where, when, why, and how, but how much easier it is to get rich by doing this type of thing. But the one thing that owning your own real estate doesn't seem to do right up front, it doesn't replace that feeling of being important. In other words, you get up every day, you've got a job, you've got a title, you've got a thing to do, a place to go, people to meet, you know. And all of a sudden, when you retire, and retire is relative also to the fact that all we've done is replaced our income with passive income, but we're still doing stuff. We don't get up and just sleep all day or go play golf all day. But relative to that, you all of a sudden you wake up and go, who am I going to go see today? How did you overcome that at a young age that, hey, no more job, no more people, no more place, no more title, no more desk with my name on it?
Yeah, so both, you know, at this point, so I retired 5 years after we joined Lifestyles. And the motivation for me to stay as long as I did is because I had a corporate job that allowed me retirement benefits after a certain period of time. And so I stuck around until that time came up. And then I joined Matt in this retire life. And I would say, Del, a couple of things on that. One, our kids were still in high school, and so I got heavily involved with a number of parent organizations, and that kept me busy. But I would say that it really depends on your motivation. I mean, if you're motivated by the power or the importance that a job brings you, there are ways of getting to that, even if you don't have a 9-to-5 job. I mean, for me, the outlet of these volunteer organizations that would take as much or as little of your time as possible, as you are willing to give, that's one thing. I mean, you can get involved with Habitat for Humanity, Boys and Girls Club. I mean, there's a number of organizations that are happy to take your time and your leadership, and you can get, you know, the title, the power, but you don't, you know, you're not beholden to a desk. Like I said, 9-to-5. The second thing is the flexibility that it comes with being a real estate investor. I mean, owning your time is invaluable. So I am much less motivated by a quote-unquote powerful title or desk job or people looking up to me or leading me. That's not it. I mean, the ability of, you know, being at Costco on a Tuesday afternoon, I mean, that's just, I mean, to me, really, that's all the motivation that I needed. I don't know if Matt has a different perspective, but that's my take on this.
Matt, what do you think about that?
So, I mean, everybody's, you know, motivations obviously are individual. For me, it was just the ability. You know, when I retired, our kids were still younger. They were becoming middle school, maybe barely into high school. And so I got to spend a lot more time with my kids at that point. Obviously, at that age, they still need parents to run them all over the world and creation for various events and things. And so that just fell on me. And so, you know, I kept plenty busy those first few years, just managing the house, running the kids around. And it took a lot of stress off of Conjita, too, because she didn't have to worry about, you know, were these things being picked up? Was there something at home that needed to be done? That was just my role. And I was happy to do it. And again, it kind of to her flexibility point. I mean, that's the kind of thing that, you know, being involved in real estate investing allows you to do.
Buying your life back from corporate America is a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, because really, you know, 2016, you were pretty young back then. How old were you when you retired?
I was 40.
Okay. That's awful early to retire. So my next question is, what did your friends and family think of that?
I think most of them were jealous, quite honestly. It's one of those things that it became, you know, kind of like, you know, our friend with lifestyles, my being able to retire and leave became a huge selling point for, you know, specifically Conjugate's work friends that she was around. Cause you know, she obviously talks to them and they found out, and you know, it's one of those things, you know, from the skeptical side, you're like, oh yeah, that's just a Ponzi scheme or whatever, until you start seeing the results of it. And once I was able to exit corporate life, then it became real. And I've kind of lost count of how many people have come up to Conjugate and me and said, you know, hey, can we go out to lunch, dinner, whatever, talk about this real estate thing? Because it gets their attention. It makes them take notice to say, hey, this really works. And what's going on here? And how can I do the same?
So you guys came in and started with passive deals and then went to single family, or did you go right to single family?
No, we started with passive deals, which was really interesting. At the time, we had a meeting. Christine was still doing, you know, was still in the job, and she goes, "Wait, what? You want to do what? You go from passive to single family?" But yeah, but as Matt said, I think that the driver there was single family doesn't have quite the same upside that multifamily does, but it cash flows faster. And so, in order to get Matt out of a job sooner, that's what we did. We put some money. You know, we had several passive multifamily deals, and then we put some money into single family, and we started cash flowing. I think we closed on a portfolio of houses on September 30th, and on October 1st, we started receiving rent. So
how many houses did it take to get Matt out of corporate America?
8.
Yep. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It was something, again, you know, we actually probably could have done it with 7, but, you know, we had an extra just to be safe.
I remember that. That's about all it took for me also. I think that I thought I was retired with 11 houses. You know, I thought, like, well, man, this is it. This is because I was making more money than I was making in my corporate job, which is crazy. You know, you think about 8 to 11 houses, you go, and I make more than I made. And I was actually taking home more take-home pay than I was
right.
The other way around.
Right.
Crazy stuff. So you guys got that out of the way. And when did you get the inkling that you should change over and actually go out and do a deal, multifamily deal?
I think we always had an inclination. I you know, Matt and I are both very driven, and we always had that in the back of our minds. With the support that Lifestyles Mentors provide, that, you know, it felt, I hate to use that word, but it felt easy. Certainly a hundredfold times easier than you would have been for us to do this on our own in the wild, if you will. Seeing the people, like, you know, like what I call normal people with varying backgrounds of, you know, from professional folks, from non-professionals, from they're doing, I'm like, okay, we can do this. And so that had always been in the back of our minds. We weren't quite, I think there was some reluctance to pull that trigger while I still had a job, because we felt like it would take two. So that, you know, once I was out of a job, that's when we started looking in earnest for property to purchase on our own.
So did you IRO or syndicate?
We syndicated.
So first deal was how large?
It was a 39 unit. Purchase price was $4.6 million.
So you don't sound like people to be scared of anything. So was it exhilarating putting the deal together?
It was. So we may not sound like it, Del, but at the end of the day, it was still, for me personally, it was still a nerve wracking experience. It's a deal that's primarily composed of people that we know very well that we brought into Lifestyles, whether it be work friends, we've got family in there. I mean, so, you know, it's a big responsibility having to manage that money.
All right, I understand. We're going to take a short break and be right back with Matt and Conjugate and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
reaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Conjita and Matt Wolfram out of Houston, Texas. And we're discussing their first deal, multifamily deal, as they went into. They'd already retired Matt with through doing single family, if you're just tuning in right now. And they'd done some passive deals. Now they're doing their first multifamily deal. Take us through that, guys. What was it like to raise capital? How did you go to other people and ask them for money?
So that was the deal, and we've been looking for a little while. And as we're looking, we're obviously talking with our friends that are in lifestyles and everything. So we had a fairly good idea just from those conversations of who wanted to invest with us and kind of what kind of numbers we would be able to easily raise. So honestly, the raise on that was something that I wasn't overly concerned about, simply because I kind of knew where 90%+ of that was coming from. And it's close friends and family and people we know really well. So it was probably one of the less stressful parts about the whole deal was where we were actually going to be able to do the raise.
How much was it, Matt, the first deal?
It was a little over $2 million.
Okay. I like how in our group how we throw millions around like they're nothing.
Well, it is absolutely incredible that's one of the huge benefits of lifestyles, is just the ability to raise sums of capital that to me, if you walked into the outside world, would just be staggering. I mean, it's something that's still continues to amaze me.
Yeah, I was watching this TV show the other day where this guy, this mob guy, went in, wanted to borrow $6 million to start a business, and they just laughed at him. You walk into a bank, let me have $2 million, $3 million, $5 million, $10 million, $20. Some of our guys, we've raised as much as $60 million for a deal. You go down to the bank, like, can I get 12 cents? I mean, let me fill out 100 pieces of paperwork, right?
Type stuff.
So go ahead with your story. Didn't find it very long. How long did it take you to raise the $2 million?
I think we had it within a week. It was incredibly fast, and it was, again, to me, the least stressful part about the whole transaction. As anybody who gets into real estate, you always have these moments where you're kind of jumping in, and you jump in. It's that leap of faith, and it's the first time you buy a single family house to rent it out. It's the first time you invest in a multifamily deal. It's the first time you syndicate a lead deal. All of those are individual, leaps of faith. None of them really, they help make it easier, but they don't actually, take the place of doing it once. So getting to the point where we finally had our deal signed and we're ready to go, and that leap of faith of, yes, we're going to do this, we can do this. And to add to the complicating factor, the deal is in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is my hometown. It's a place I love. My family's there. I know it well, but still, it's another leap of faith. We're going to do this. We're not only going to do it, but we're going to do it in an area that we don't live in. So you've got additional complicating factors on that. And all of those, and this goes back to what Conjita said earlier. The only reason we could do any of this is because we had the backing of lifestyles, and we have that, I won't say safety net, but that extra team along with us that gives you the confidence that we can execute this, we can do this, we have the support that we need, and it's not just a blind leap of faith.
Yeah, and I would add to that, it's not just with the Lifestyles Mentors, which is an incredible network of people, but with other Lifestyles leads that we got to know over the last 8 years that we've been involved as, passive investors and people that we've met and road trips and in various events at Lifestyles Unlimited. So, I can call another lead and say, hey, how did you guys deal with this? You know, or the mentor. But I mean, you can kind of pick and choose who do you want to talk to today. And then now you have other leads calling us too, saying, hey, how did you do the X, Y, and Z? Or did you see this? And it's really incredible.
So it surprised you the fact that other people would tell you about their finances and their businesses and share?
100%. Still does, Del. The transparency within the group is something. Again, we obviously came from the corporate world. We know what it's like in the corporate world. You don't share that stuff. I mean, that is your trade secret. It's under lock and key, and only certain people, even within the same organization, have access to it, let alone talking to people who are, essentially competitors or in a similar business as you. And then you walk into lifestyles, and they're they're not only showing you that, they're telling you how they did it. They're giving you advice on how you can do the same at your place, or how you can, take this idea and implement it over here. I mean, it is absolutely incredible, the transparency financially, operationally, that exists within lifestyles.
You talk about in corporate America, the left hand won't tell the right hand what it's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
When you got in there, did you ever need help?
Yeah. So again, we bought this in Knoxville, Tennessee. We were, one of the first lifestyles leads that went into Knoxville. Shortly thereafter, there have been other leads that have bought properties up there. And one of the most beneficial things that we've done as a collective group there has been to set up and start having a meeting with those leads where we can talk, if there's issues at any one property, we can ask questions of the other, are you guys seeing this, and get advice and help. And so as things have come up both on our property and other properties where, whether it's an occupancy issue, a leasing issue, or just a general question about Knoxville in the area, it's been hugely beneficial to have that group. We've also consulted with the operations consultant that Lifestyles, had them up toured all of our properties at once and gotten feedback on how we can do things a little better and tweak it. And it's, again, the support that the group has in, formally and informally has been a huge help for us and for other leads that we know of in the area.
So when you got in this deal, how long did it take you to turn it around, make this thing move?
So we took over the deal in September of 22, and It was about 12 months to go through and do everything that we wanted to do operationally and get it back to the point where we had a nice, stable performing asset. It was the deal when we took it over was one that exterior was more or less fine, but the interiors were very dated and needed a facelift. And so it just took time to turn those units, get the rehab work done, and put, new residents in place to, kind of uplift the whole property and community resident base that we had there. So it's about a 12-month turnaround for it.
My next question is this. I see here a note in your bio that you guys are starting to sell off some of the single-family houses. Walk us through that. Why would you do that? Because they were the base of you being able to retire.
Well, it's really just a shift, though. I mean, we've owned them now for whatever it's been, seven, eight years, and there's a lot of equity that's sitting in those houses. And as it was never our intent to be, to own, multiple single family houses. It was really a means to an end. And so as we looked at it, whatever it was, a year or so ago, and looked at our position in those houses, we made the decision that we would rather be investing that in multifamily, whether it's future lead deals or future passive deals that we want to invest in. So it's really just taking the gains that we have there, pulling them out and redeploying them into multifamily.
Okay, very good. Makes sense. So, Conjure, you told your friends about real estate for a long time, and then you finally left. What did they say when you left?
So I think, Matt was right on. I mean, when we started investing real estate, people were looking at, they were looking at me like, oh, this is more of a hobby. Like, oh, okay, a hobby. And then when Matt retired, then, antennas started going up. Like, wait, what are you doing? And then when I left my corporate job, they wanted to know, where are you going? Where are you going? The thinking was you're leaving this company to go work somewhere else. I'm like, no, I'm doing real estate full time. And as Matt said, we've gotten so many questions, and I have, you know, we've connected so many people with Lifestyles Unlimited, and we hope to introduce them to a different way of earning a living, of creating wealth, of creating generational wealth, and getting their kids involved. So yeah, it was really interesting. I still get calls today saying, "Hey, can we go to lunch? And can you talk to us about this?" And so yeah, it's been a fun journey.
So I'm curious, what does it mean to you as a family, and even as a relationship, husband-wife relationship, that you're able to take both of you out of corporate America jobs? Is that, how does that affect your life?
We travel a lot, so we travel a lot. So we have the flexibility to do what we need when we need it, and we don't have to ask permission to somebody. You know, that's just been fantastic. The second thing is both of our kids are in college now, but they're both real estate investors as well. I mean, they've been in quote unquote, I say that with air quotes, they've been investing since they were 8 and 10 through a spreadsheet, right? We will put money into passive deals and they would each contribute, you know, $1,000 each or whatever. So they've been getting quarterly distributions since they were very young. Our daughter is now 20 and her goal is to retire by 40. but you know, she sees a path to that, and she has savings, and when we get our new deal, she's going to put all her life savings, I call, into the new deal and just keep moving that forward. So being able to, you know, for as a family, just showing them that there is a different way of, you know, you don't have to be beholden to a corporate job. I mean, you can, right? It's an option at that point in time.
Yeah. That I had a personal question for you that you can't answer yet, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway for people to think about. It's interesting. We have a daughter that has a significant other. They didn't get married, but they live together. They're basically married. And they're on their second kid. And the husband person, his family, they are real estate investors. That's how they make their living. We're real estate investors. The father comes to me at the granddaughter's birthday party the other day and goes, "Why don't you get this kid to invest? I mean, I've been leaning on him." I go, "I can't," because the wife has a set of goals, and that's our daughter, and I think she wants 4 kids, and until they get the 4 kids, nothing else matters. My point I'm getting to is, have your daughter and son yet met anybody else out there, and are they able to carry that dream forward of retirement to somebody else? And I'm asking only peripherally. In other words, I don't really care. I just want to see. I'm curious. Because it's something you have to be able to, you know, you give your kids the idea, the theory, and even help them with the money, but they've still got to pick up the stick and carry it, right?
I think with my son is TBD, so he's 18, so who knows? With my daughter, she is very driven, and she knows, you know, she has almost like this mental checklist. And so when she's dating someone, "Oh, you don't like Disney? Like, I'm sorry, you're out." So I think I mean, again, too early to tell, but I don't think that she would waver from her goals of, you know, and I wouldn't say that she would retire, but who knows what's going to happen. But as long as she's wanting to pursue that, she will. And she's not going to let somebody tell her no, or she's not going to have no for an answer from that perspective.
So do you guys still live in Houston?
Yes, we do.
Have you ever thought of moving out there where your property is, since it's where you're from?
So we've talked about it, but you know, at this point, you know, our kids are still in college. They're both at Texas A&M, so where we are now is very convenient both for them and for us. And you know, we like being around them. And so, at least for the time being, we have no plans to leave until we'll see where they end up after college, and then we'll talk about, you know, where we can relocate to be closer to properties, closer to them, et cetera.
30 seconds left. What would you tell someone thinking about doing this right now?
I would tell them that there's no time to invest like today in real estate. You know, the best time obviously is yesterday, but the next best time is today. It takes action. If you're considering it, get the education and, you know, make sure it works for you. But once you make that decision, don't hesitate. You know, jump in and take action on it.
Excellent. Conjita, what nationality is Conjita?
I'm Brazilian. I've been living in the U.S. for longer than I can count, 30 years now. So I've been here longer than I was.
Well, thank you both for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. And for the rest of you out there, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.